Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route. It's been close to a month, 3 weeks since I've been out here. And oh my God. First of all, traveling back to Youngstown, as I do every 2 months, to stay with my daughter and my granddaughter. First of all, the first thing I got to say is, I don't want to say that we're getting along. That's not quite the way to put it, because we always get along. And I don't want to say that it wasn't horrible, because that would be such an understatement and so far from actuality that the sarcasm doesn't work for me. I actually think we had a good time. Now, me and my daughter are fairly similar as to where we don't necessarily care or need to have people around all the time. Now, her mother, on the other hand, her mother said, if she ain't in the shower or on the toilet, she wants somebody around. Me and my daughter ain't like that at all. Me and my daughter, in fact, we went to granddaughter's dance class. Oh my God, so much. It's just so much. I mean, granddaughter's just completely wonderful. And within that wonderful, and in her perfectness is imperfection, which makes her perfect. Nothing is perfect. And her little idiosyncrasies or things she does or doesn't do, or her little rebelliousness or whatever, just enough to make it perfect. Just enough. You don't want to, you know, a child to just lay down and do everything they say and not have any energy or ambition or aggressiveness or to try to do stuff and, you know, this and that. And no, this child, she wake up, you hear them feet, boom, 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 boom. Here it come. She a terrorist. She is a terrorist. When she wake up, it's all hands on deck. I'm awake. I'm expecting to be entertained or engaged. And the people around me, it's up to them to do that. And if you don't give me enough of it, there will be over-aggressive behavior. And if her mother around crying and tantrums. But I will say we got her off of the pacifier. My daughter even said that I get credit for that, because I was the one kind of always pushing for her. She said I was the only one that she would actually give the pacifier to. Like, as soon as I come in, I see her for the first time, here she come walking up to me, handing me the pacifier. I see her on video chat, I'm like, give me that pacifier. She reach out and try to give it to the camera. Yeah, because that's how every time, for a while, when we first met, every time I would go back, first time we meet, she come with her hand out, giving me the pacifier. So we finally got her off of that. That includes at night, sleeping. And seems like we kind of getting her out of the diaper. The whole potty thing is starting to hit. The whole, what the potty is for and how to use it is starting to hit. And of course there was work done, put in. You know, they all got potties. You know, father, mother, grandma, they all got potties. So, you know, she understands the concept. You know, I'm sure she's seen her mother in the bathroom hundreds of times, because, you know, wherever they, them two together, wherever mommy go, granddaughter going. More than likely. Unless every now and then she'll get distracted and be disinterested. But it won't be long before she come, boom, 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 boom. Mommy! I mean, it was good. It was good. It's been a time with my daughter. Like I said, I don't want to say we got along. I don't want to say it was her. It was good. It was good. For me, to be away from home for 3 weeks? For me, to be away from home for 3 weeks? And if you really think about it, Probably the only place I could do that or would do that for is Youngstown Ohio. And let me also say, I love Youngstown Ohio. I love Youngstown Ohio. It was February. It was snowy. It was quote unquote cold. It was cold. But my body acclimated to it and I was prepared to it. Maybe because I kept myself moisturized and I wore clothes when I went out. I wasn't trying to just, you know, run out and whatever. I prepared myself. You know, so I put something up against the elements, between me and the elements. And then when it was snow, I was driving and it was nice. You see snow everywhere, walking in the snow, and it was beautiful. It was definitely an experience. Now look where I'm at. Now I'm looking at 70 degrees, wake up at 70 degrees, sunshiny, beautiful Southern California. Oh my God. Yeah, ask the people. People, this is why I pay $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. This is why I pay $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. Also yesterday, I realized too, the reason I pay that money is definitely location, location, location. That goes without being said. But one of the things I realized was that I'm laying around on a Sunday, not feeling like much. Figured I'd take a ride. So I just jump in the car and wander aimlessly, quote unquote aimlessly, because it seems like I always pretty much end up in Hollywood or Santa Monica someplace. To have that opportunity, to be able to have that option of going to Hollywood and just driving through and seeing all the lights and the glitz and the energy, that's worth $1,800. That's worth the price of where I live at. That comes into my rental price for my, can I make it? That comes into the price of what I pay. Okay, so that's gonna move like that, huh? All right, I gotta tighten that up. Also, the selfie stick, it broke in the cold weather. So I came back, it broke in the cold weather, and I lost the remote control to it. But the part that broke was different than the part that broke on my previous selfie stick. So I was able to capitalize, and I got a whole selfie stick because I had the remote from the last one still. I thought I had lost that remote too. So I got like a pretty much a fully functional selfie stick from the two broken ones. Cannibalized because two different parts broke. And I was able to put them together. Wow, she was on the bus at Van Nuys, I think. I walked just as fast as she did. I got here just as fast. Damn, that says something. Anyway, so I got a fully functional selfie stick, and I like this brand of selfie stick for whatever reason. Yeah, I was using my big, you know, my full-blown big one. And it was cool, but I like this one because it fits in my pocket. Anyway, where was I at? So, yeah, so to get up, you don't be able to drive to Hollywood. And I only drive to Hollywood. Here's what I was thinking. Drive to Hollywood and see attractive people. Drive around, get in the car, and, you know, with very short ride, very, you know, just one aimlessly, whatever, you're going to see the homeless. That's another thing I got to give it up. I brought back to the land of homeless. You're like, oh, you kind of forget. And then you see the degree in which it is. You go, oh, okay. And it doesn't seem to be as bad. It's definitely not as bad in my area. But you're reminded. Oh, okay. Then on this walk here, you know, it's been a while since I've been on this walk. Seeing the familiar faces. Homeless guy always, you know, say what's up to. There's some people who are, you know, usually out here. Just because I've been gone for 3 weeks don't mean they have. You know, because we've been doing this for years. So anyway, so I'm riding through Hollywood. So yeah, I pay $18 a month. So I could jump in the car. Well, not so, because it affords me. I could jump in the car and go see attractive people. And not just physically attractive people. Of course, just physically attractive people. Some of the most beautiful people in the world come here. You're just riding down the street. You look over and you go, whoa, my God. You know, just male and female. And this brings up your whole, this affects my energy. It affects my outlook and my energy. And not only physically attractive, you see people who are creative, who inspire you. You could just be walking down the street and see somebody just doing whatever they're doing. I mean, this is ordinary. They could just be walking down the street, dressed the way they are. Or, you know, out in California, people usually always doing something. Got a sign or making a statement with clothing or something. Riding some kind of different kind of cycle or scooter or, you know, just something. It's inspiring. And back in Ohio, sure, I can move back there, probably pay one third of what I'm paying now for a one bedroom place. But I won't get the inspiration. Or I guess I could call it inspiration. I won't have the inspiration, motivation, you know, just by getting up and seeing people. You know, just attractive. And like I said, not just physically attractive, mentally attractive. You know, people who inspire, may even challenge me just by looking at them. You know, because they look like they got something. You don't see that too much in Ohio. You definitely don't see too much physical attractiveness. And everybody kind of stays pretty much within a certain norm or a certain bubble or certain energy or creativity. Everybody's pretty much, you know, it's not too many. Like I said, out here, you liable to see anything, anywhere, anytime. Out there, not so much. Conform. People seem to conform to like a standard or a protocol. No, that's going too far, but you know what I mean? And to visit that lifestyle from which I'm from, and which is definitely in me, there's a discipline in me and a conservativeness in me, because I ain't all for all that really, you know, pink hair. I mean, not that I got anything against it. You know, it's just not my style. I don't even wear red, for crying out loud. You know, so I'm not, you know, out here, because when I was a hippie, or when I was hanging with the Occupy people, and I thought I was, you know, I was getting into all that whole liberal thinking and healing, new age thinking and all that. You know, I was out there with them, you know, and it was cool. And as I got older, I'm like, hey. I'm like, hey, I'm not feeling it anymore as much as I used to. It doesn't really kind of make sense. You know, it doesn't add up. It's not needed. If when you look deeper, a lot of that stuff is accomplished, you know, inside myself without the help of external beliefs or meditations or faiths and this or that. So people riding by, so I decided to take a breath. You know, so I forgot where I was, but anyway. So it's good to be back in California and see Hollywood. I would ride, you know, I came in, got home about probably 2:33 o'clock. Saturday, I hadn't eaten. So I figured I'd go get something to eat and unpack later. Couldn't do it. The unpack is real. Had to unpack all my stuff first. Unpacked all my stuff. I'm still on an empty stomach from eating like earlier and the day before. And flying and get my 10,000 steps in. And my phone was acting up. So I said, all right, since I get home, I gotta wipe my phone and start over. I did that. I'm in the process of doing that now. Actually got a lot of it done. A lot of it, Google backup and Samsung Restore and all that. It didn't take long. Once I connected to the Wi-Fi and, you know, I did backups before I wiped it. And I just did a factory reset. That was it. And then start installing apps and putting things back together. Then it asked me again. And it seemed like it eventually I had to install something and it went and found my profile, even put my homepage back the way it was. And the phone worked immediately. That's what I was worried about. How do I restore services? But as soon as I came back, it was working. It was already connected to my Spectrum mobile account. So, and hopefully, because the camera was freezing up and this and that, and there was probably a lot of stuff on there I didn't need. Take it up. I was due for a refresh. So I refreshed the phone, got all my apps back on it, using the Filmin app that I got now, and it's all good so far. But it's fun. Anytime you do a, you know, restore, backup, or I mean, anytime you do a reset, or you change your name at work, or you get a new computer, there's always stuff. There's always stuff. So it's good to be back. It is very good to be back. And not just because it's 70 degrees out here. Not just because I wake up in the morning and it's like 70 degrees. And it feels good. It's not cold. And it's not so much the cold. I don't want to make it seem like the cold was so horrible. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to act like, oh, it's so cold back there. Oh, I survived the cold. Oh. There's definitely some of that. But for the most part, you know, it was cold. But you know what I'm saying. It was cold, but it wasn't too unbearable. You know, it wasn't all that unbearable. But it's good to be back. Just to be back in the energy. I'm kind of motivated to be back. It's like being back there inspires me, as it may remind me of where I'm at now and the opportunities I have out here and what I build out here that is just I become content with and probably take for granted. You know, the relationships, the funk people I know, you know, all that, the little, not little, you know, but the stuff that I build out here with my setup at home, electronics, the platform, websites, all that. You know, I was making videos back there too. So, you know, the whole thing seems to work. My little Jeffrey TV scheme, or whatever it is you want to call it, seems to work. And now, yesterday even, fired up some music, fired up my Cubase program, opened up a song I did maybe 7-8 years ago, listened to it. It was pretty good. You know, start messing with the stuff and, you know, just start doing stuff again. You know, get back into it. Need to have a recording session. I was thinking what I really need to do is start having a recording session every other Saturday or something like that. To get in a routine. You know, to get people coming over or whatever. Just to build it up. But I do kind of want to explore. Well, I think I want to explore them. Music aspect of all of this. I don't know, I might not. Maybe I do. Well, I definitely got so much music I need to put out. And by put out, I don't mean necessarily release, you know, to the public for sale, which is easy now, which is probably what put out means now because it's so easy. You know, just to put it out there for people to hear, see what happens. To get it out instead of, like Ponytail be saying, having it all locked up. Because one of the fears I do have is that something happened to me and all that stuff is locked up. Nobody can get to it. So I'm starting to build my estate plan. I might get back home and add a few addendums to that today, or, you know, build it as I go. It's a lot. You want to make sure everything is covered. It takes time. You know, like say something happens to me, go to this hard drive, this folder. Here's a listing of all the recording sessions I had. Make a list of who, you know, that they were done with, and maybe who I would want to get the files, who I would want to have the files, a copy of them. Put down how to do that. Upload them to Dropbox. Have people download them. I should probably do that anyway. I should start giving this stuff away now. Not giving it away, because it's giving it away is the wrong way to put it. I should start distributing it to people now. But all of that, you know, just to be back here with all of that and the sunshine. Happy Monday. Start the work week. Start off with my walk and my default route. Back into the habit of things, back into the routine. Feels good. And also feels good the fact that I woke up today 206.0 on a Monday, waking up, kiss my ass. After 3 weeks in Ohio in the wintertime, kiss my ass is what you do. I can see it in my face, in my chest. The weight is definitely coming off. I'm happy about it. The only thing, it might be because of the black of my eyes. Because I did get sick. I think I had some kind of stomach flu or something probably. Because I threw up. My daughter threw up the next day. And my ex-wife said she threw up at work. So we granddaughter had diarrhea. So we blame her. Probably got it from Chuck E. Cheese. But then again, I was eating the Chuck E. Cheese. That Chuck E. Cheese pizza is nasty, but it's good. So, and at 206.0 this morning, out here the way I'm walking now, if I lose 1.8, my normal 1.8, I'll be down to 204.2 on a Monday. That's ridiculous. But that's where I want it to be. So I'll get back to work today, and I'll get back in my routine, get to work, make sure I'm handling business at work. You know, start getting back to this Jeffrey TV thing. Not getting back to it, but you know, hopefully put an emphasis on it or a little bit more urgency to, you know, do something. At least try to release a song. Even if it's bullshit, just put something out there. You know? I know the mechanism works. I got DistroKid. I've been paying $90 a year for that service for a few years now. I ain't putting nothing out in probably 3 or 4 years. Just spending money. You know? So, I've been doing my podcast, getting those posted to Spotify, you know, Apple or whatever. Keeping that fairly, you know, manicured or, I mean, maintained or maintenance or caught up. But 206.0 people, kiss my black ass is what you do. 206.0 on a Monday. And when I got sick, okay, when I got sick, it could have been a virus, whatever I ate or something. But I thought it was that salad because I had a salad that I had made and I was eating off of it for like probably over a week. And it didn't get slimy or nothing, or wilted, but kind of wilted, and the stuff started to kind of all run together, you know? Definitely wasn't crispy. And I had a lot of cheese and olives and meat and stuff like that in it. And it wasn't the best. It probably wasn't even healthy. Then I put a ton of salad dressing on it, Thousand Island and blue cheese. You know, I could have did better. So now, after work, I'll do a salad, but it'll be much more lettuce. It'll be much more sensible. You know, it's going to be much more a sensible salad. More lettuce, you know, not so much. It's going to be cheese and salad dressing, but not so much meat and stuff. Maybe not as much cheese. We'll see. Maybe I just put meat, something, you know. This won't be as casserole-ish. It won't be as casserole-ish as my salads have been previously. And we'll go from there. And did I mention the Black and Miles? Did I mention the Black and Miles? I'm thinking that maybe this weight loss may be due to, you know, my Black and Miles usage. I hope that if I could curb it just to the weekend, I'd be happy. I would be happy. If I could just curb it, I don't even think I want to go after work. I don't even think I want to do that anymore. I think I just want to do it on the weekend, Friday to Sunday. And it's, you know, stay off them during the week, so we'll see. During the weekend is probably when I need my, you know, distraction from eating. Anything that's going to help me not eat. Because of the free time. And then maybe I need to knock off the free time on the weekends and start doing something. But, you know, after a work week, you know, because I'm going the whole time from the time I get up, from 9 o'clock until about 8 o'clock. When I sit in that chair, I'm going the whole time. I'm either getting dressed, working, or walking. There's no really break unless the call volume, you know, is light and I can breathe a little bit. And even then, I'm working on the other computer, I'm doing other stuff. So I go pretty much the whole day. So come Friday, you know, I ain't gonna say I'm tired, but, you know, come Friday, I'm like, hey, I could use a moment. Come Friday, I could use a moment. Or the weekend. Come the weekend, I was like, I could use a moment, y'all. Just to sit in my chair and watch Paradise on Hulu, which I'm into right now, deeply. I really like it. I like it a lot. I think it's a good show. It got me 100%. So there you have it. Had a good time. Had a good time with my family. Had a good time. I need to see my son and grandsons more. Got to figure that out. Because, I mean, the setup now at my daughter's house is, there may be no such thing as perfect, but damn, you know? My own room with a bathroom next to the kitchen. And an exit, not that I go anywhere, you know, access to her car, TV, bed. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the setup. And then granddaughter wake up and she come downstairs into my room. And you know how all that goes. It's a good setup. My daughter worked 11, 3 to 11, basically. So she like work, no, she work overnight. So when I get off work, she gone. And they'll be back till the morning. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat that, I'm trying to tell you. So we got to figure something out to where I can spend time out there with my son and grandsons. Look at it, Southern California. Again, I love Hollywood. I love it out here. I worship this place. But it's not mutually exclusive. This place would only be so much without my Youngstown experience. And of course, other experiences too. Because of course, when I was gone, I had Chicago, Detroit, and Cleveland. P-Funk shows in those three cities. Chicago and Detroit, especially because, you know, there were Cleveland I've done. You know, hell, I think I did Cleveland last time I was here when I went before. But, you know, to fly to Chicago, then drive to Detroit. It was, you know, an experience. That's why I stayed an extra week. Also, what I did when I got back, my toe was hurting, and I got sick. I got sick of it. I got really kind of sick that I spent $100 on a quack podiatrist. I don't want to call him a quack or a hack. I don't know what he was. He was a Youngstown. I don't want to punch down. Even to say that I'm punching down on him is punching down. You know, I don't want to automatically put him in this category of small town, this or that, you know. But he took a look at it. He cut a callus off, promised he would be good, and waddled his ass out of the office. Gave me $25 to buy this cream. I got enough of it to cover a football team's toe issues for the next 20 years. That's how much I got. I'm like, what the hell? And I knew when I bought it, I shouldn't have bought it. I was standing at CVS, was like, I knew it wasn't an answer. And I did it anyway, and I was putting it on there for a while, and it didn't seem to do nothing. So I'm walking around yesterday, and it's hurting so much, or just irritating me so much. I went and got my toe knife. I Daniel Boone sterilized it with a lighter on the stove. Wiped it with some isopropyl alcohol and went to cutting. I'll cut something off. It feels better. And I like start scraping under the, I got these scissors. I had like a nice sharp point on them. Like tweezer scissors, it's like bent, I guess nose hair. I don't know. I had a nice sharp point. I started digging under that nail and getting stuff from out under there. It definitely felt better. Then I got the knife. I start cutting. Just start serrated edge. Just start grinding stuff up. Just cutting through it. And I cut a piece of something off. And it's definitely better. So I might get back and go to cutting some more. I mean, because there's definitely something going on. And I'm sure a podiatrist, I need to make an appointment. I'm going to do that and make an appointment. $40 copay. Oh, I didn't spend 80. I only spent 40. I spent 60 bucks. I didn't go back the second time. So I only spent 40 and 20, 25, $65. I didn't go back the second time. So it wasn't $100. So that makes me feel better. That makes me feel a little better. And then to come home and kind of do what I did last night and to get the results I did, you know, kind of lets me know that, not that I could have done it myself, but, you know, sometimes you gotta take it into your own hands. And at least now I think I pinpointed where the pain or the irritation is. And I can at least, you know, throw the podiatrist. And I think I'm gonna go in there and try to cut out and dig out some more. Shoot. Cause it's definitely better. It's definitely still, you know, a problem. Don't get me wrong. But it's definitely better. So we'll see. Yeah. Probably need to start calling people now. Figure out how to get onto my website. Get the list of names. Start calling people. Set an appointment. Even if it is 2 weeks out. Gotta start somewhere. So, that's where we are. This is where we are. See how that, it doesn't stay tight. And I just tightened it up, see if it'll stay. It stays a little better. Nope, it didn't. See how I fell? That part I'm talking, I gotta get fixed. I gotta figure out why it's doing that. I could probably put it like that, but that's not, you know. Maybe if I rough up the ball, scrape it or something, make it less smooth, I might, you know, do that. Take it apart and scuff up. Scuff up is the word. Scuff up the pivot ball. Is that the word, pivot ball? Can we call it that? I think we can. How's that if I walk like this? How's that? See, it fell again, see? See how it fell again? Anyway. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm back to the default location, default route, at home, where I do it mostly. Feels good, but also feels good to travel and see other places. I love Youngstown, Ohio. I love that experience, the snow, wiper fluid. Windshield wiper fluid. Out here, we change that stuff every 2-3 years or whatever. Back there, you need good fluid. You need good fluid, and you liable to carry some in your car to refill it. Because when you ride on the freeway, your windshield get dirty. And you need that windshield, that stuff, to clean your windows. I would say you just be driving, and you look, all of a sudden your window's dirty. You don't even know why. You're like, I can't see it, you know, whatever. Then you spray a little, I did the washer and wipe, cleared it all up. I was like, oh my God, I think I was trying to take a picture or something. And I was like, well, why is this so blurry or whatever? Why is the windshield? How you start using that? You gotta use that washer 4, 5, 6, 10, 11 times a trip. If it's depending on the weather condition. To keep those windows clean. Makes a big difference. Like I said, now I understand why. My daughter was like, yeah. She said she used some cheap stuff. And it didn't seem to work. She went to get the good stuff. Because you need it. You need it. I guess you got to have it so it don't freeze, number one. And number two, so it actually cuts or does whatever it's supposed to do. But man. I'm like, I can't see. And that started. Hit that wiper blade, pull that wiper blade towards me. Get that spray up there. Let them wipers go across a couple times. There we go. Now I can see. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. And there's nothing I think greater than being Jeffrey. There's probably nothing I love more than being Jeffrey. And to clarify once again, it's not that I love Jeffrey. It's not that I love myself, because I really don't understand how that would work. I don't understand how I could love myself or the logistics of that. I love what I am. I love being who I am and what I am. More so than probably anything in the universe. And in saying that, I guess that would naturally lead me to the next point of my idea that there is nothing greater than a conscious being becoming that which it desires to be. It all kind of fits based on my experience, history and disposition, that I would hold that to be the highest thing in the universe. That which is associated to the thing I hold most precious. And that's being Jeffrey. I love being me. I used to say I love me some me, but that was... I love me some me might work. You know, because I can't say I'm in love with myself, because I'm not. I'm definitely not in love with myself. Do I love myself? Of course. I love everything. But to say I love Jeffrey feels weird. But I absolutely, unequivocally love being Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe, that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of Universe, which is a website that I own that I need to update. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.